Yeah, Balagula Theater is starting off the year with this play, Terrorism, by a pair of Russian brothers, whose names I'm not going to attempt to murder here. But the play is kind of a Robert Altman-esque type of play where you've got about six disparate stories all going on, and you're not sure how they all work together, but eventually they do come together at the end. And it is addressing the concept of terrorism and how sort of simply the fear that is created of terrorism and is in itself the terrorism, and how that creates distance and distrust between people. So it's billed as a comedy, and that's sort of the way these brothers make their points. But it's the kind of comedy that tries to make you think. Sort of adding to the theatricality of this weekend, we've also got Studio Players opening Love, Loss, and What I Wore, which is a play we saw from On the Verge last year. And it's by Nora Ephron, and it's a group of women sort of reflecting on milestones of their lives as related to the clothing they were wearing at those times.
Also, Million Dollar Quartet sounds like a fun production going on over at the Lexington Opera House.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the idea of Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, and Johnny Cash all in a studio together, I mean, that does sound like a lot of fun. And that's kicking off 2014 for the Broadway Live series at the Opera House. And it's interesting because their next show in February is Memphis, the musical. So there's a very Memphis core to the Broadway Live series this year. But this does try to bring to life a sort of legendary recording session that was dubbed, you know, at those times, $1 million was a lot of money, and, you know, tries to bring to life the energy of that moment when those four icons got together.
And Oscar nominations are out next week. Some of the films are being shown here in the Central Kentucky area.
We always have that kind of December frustration of movies being advertised, and, you know, they say opening in New York and L.A. in December and everywhere January, you know, and this week seems to be everywhere week for several films. We've got Her, which is a real interesting concept from Spike Jonze about a guy who falls in love with Siri, basically, with the operating system on his phone. And we've got Inside Llewellyn Davis, which is the Coen brothers' sort of folk homage. And then we've also got August Osage County, which folks here are familiar with because there have been a couple of stage productions in town. But this is the movie starring Julia Roberts and Meryl Streep, so a real act off there. Next week, the Oscar nominations come out, so we'll get to see, you know, if any of these films show up in the race, and also whether some of our Kentucky stars like Jennifer Lawrence, who is getting a lot of praise for her role in American Hustle, or George Clooney, who is part of Gravity, which is being talked about quite a bit for multiple awards, whether they're in the race.